Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the for your own channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the third day of February 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And same old, same old. I mean, we got a stagnation warning just from, like, the people burning their wood stoves in the morning when it's, like, this morning was 19 degrees when I got up. But and then in the afternoons, it's melting the snow, so I don't know. We've looked at the long range forecast, and it's showing maybe just a tiny little bit more snow, but that's fucking it. So I guess we'll be sucking on smoke come the end of May. I never get used to it. I don't care what they say. I mean, they're telling us, you know, that this smoke thing is, oh, it's just going to be forever. Well, no, it fucking ain't. We know what the fuck you're doing, and we're gonna shut you down. At any rate, let's see what we're looking at here today. Embalmers discover strange rubbery worms in bodies of the jabbed. Uh-oh, we better look at this. We'll be right back.
Let's go hang out in a mall, all mall. Smoke is born. Let's go hang out in a church. We'll go find love. All mass down through the abbey. Is it money? Is it fame? What's in a name? Shame. Is it money? Is it fame? Or were they always this thing? It's a crazy.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, the chickens are coming home to roost. Embalmers discovering strange rubbery worms in the bodies of the jabbed. This is from Free West Media. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Many vaccinated people who end up on, I guess it's Hirschman's, cutting table have died of a heart attack or stroke. He took long fibrous strings from one of the bodies. He read, the red part looks like a normal blood clot, but the white fibrous material was not normal, Hirschman said. The embalmer said a blood clot normally breaks apart easily when touched, but this white stuff is pretty strong. He explained it's very pliable. It's a very, it's very hard, and it's not normal. You know, when I read this, I got to thinking about, you know, it's been quite a few years back, but maybe, shit, maybe 8 or 9 years back, maybe longer than that. But man, they sprayed some shit out here, out of these fucking planes, and all the, I mean, for miles, all the power lines and stuff, it looked like cobwebs hanging down from them, some, you know, from a foot to a couple, 3 feet. And they hung there, and they fell in the bushes, and 2 or 3 years after they'd fallen, they were still fucking there. I mean, it was amazing, and they were this kind of shit. It looked like spider webs, only you know they were a little bit bigger and some weird shit. I mean, it makes you wonder what the fuck they were doing back then. I've contacted colleagues, and they see the same thing. He told Ruby Hirschman. I guess it's Hirschman, added that the number of people with these types of, quote, worms has increased by 50% to almost 80% in recent times. I am very concerned about the future. What future? I mean, goddamn people, how come you couldn't fucking listen? Hirschman is now trying to figure out what the material consists of. My gut tells me it is caused by the vaccine. I can't prove that, but if this is caused by the vaccine, just imagine how many people will die in the future, he said. If this tissue ends up in your brain, you'll have a stroke. If it gets in your heart, you'll have a heart attack. People need to know this, he emphasized. When asked how often he encounters these mysterious strings, he replied, on 20 to 24 of the 35 people I have embalmed this month. So 20 of 24 of the 35 people he embalmed this year. So, I mean, it's starting to show its fucking effects. What do we have? March will be 2 years into this shit. And like I said, I know you're seeing it everywhere. I mean, people are dropping out. People are younger than me. I mean, you're hearing it every week, you know, sometimes every day. And they died, this guy died, that guy died. And these are all people in their fucking 50s. Or it's between 50 and 60, man. You're seeing, here where I'm at, you're seeing a lot of death. Anyway, life insurance payouts skyrocket 258% as post-vaccine deaths rapidly accelerate. This is from Natural News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And a little-known Reuters story that garnered almost no attention in the corporate media, Dutch insurer, it looks like it's Aegon, it revealed its third quarter 2021 life insurance payout skyrocketed 258% compared to their third quarter 2020 payouts. The difference, of course, is found in COVID vaccines. In 2020, vaccines weren't yet available, so payouts for Aegon only reached $31 million. But after three quarters of aggressive vaccination throughout the 2021, the death benefit payout hit $111 million, an increase of 258%. I mean, we go through this article after article after article showing you, and still people fucking have taken this shit. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how people can be so fucking nimble-minded. This is from Reuters. Dutch insurer Aegon, which does two-thirds of its business in the United States, said it claims in the Americas in the third quarter were $111 million, up from $31 million a year earlier. U.S. insurers MetLife and Prudential Financial also said life insurance claims rose. South Africa's old mutual used more of its pandemic provisions to pay claims and reinsure Munich re-raised. It's 21 estimate of COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 is bullshit. Life and health claims to 600 million euros from 400 million. They shouldn't even be able to use that goddamn money to pay out because there is no such thing as COVID. This is a fucking goddamn biological kill agent, and it's fucking working quite well. But the people have figured it out, and the worm is turned, and these son of a bitches, you know, just since yesterday's broadcast, they're backing away from that thing over in the Ukraine. You fucking go ahead. You can't have a war, and if you have to fight it yourself, you fucking cowardly communist fascist pig son of a bitches, can you? And we're not gonna fight no fucking war and kill each other, so you can have better, easier control over us. We wanna destroy your fucking asses. We want freedom, we want liberty, and we're going to have it. Insurance companies are slowly coming to realize the truth about COVID vaccines. Even as the complicit, murderous mainstream tries to cover up the accelerating deaths, the death signal now emerging in the finances of insurance companies can simply be swept under the rug. And given that a 258% increase was reached for the quarter three 2021, it begs the obvious question: how much worse will this get be for quarter four 2021 or quarter one for 2022? On any normal pre-COVID day in America, about 7,700 people die. If those deaths rise by 100%, that means an extra 7,700 people are dying each day. Multiply that over a year, and it is an additional 2.8 million deaths. Note, this is for merely a 100% increase in deaths. Aragon is reporting a 258% increase in payouts on life insurance policies. Although Aragon doesn't insure the entire country, obviously the data point should be raising alarm among those people paying attention. If we start to continue constantly see something like 200% increase in all cause mortality, that would mean an extra 15,000 plus people a day are dying in America. That's a vaccine holocaust. We got it playing out in real time. Well, yeah, you're pointing it out. I mean, it's just pointed out to us every fucking day. We've seen the numbers. Tom fucking Rance came up, and I mean, on a video, the numbers are fucking, the true numbers are there. You can't deny the fucking bodies. When you can play with the numbers when there's nothing there when it's all hypothetically in fucking cyberspace. But when the fucking bodies start piling up, you can't fucking uncount them. And that's what's starting to fucking happen here. And it's fucking a sick thing. I mean, bad enough that fucking the people, like I was talking yesterday, a lot of people, you know, tore their families apart. But then but the ones of us that Laura and I were in a store the other day, and we hardly ever see her sisters anywhere, but he ran into one of her sisters there. And she's the only one in their family that hasn't taken the fucking shot. She won't take it. She knows better. She ain't stupid. And she told Laura, she goes, I guess you and I are the only ones left. And I go, and I look, and I told her, alive. And she goes, yeah, I know it. So not only, I mean, we're going to have to, these are our relatives and, I mean, our people. We're going to have to fucking hold their hand and take care of them while they're dying. And we're going to have to suffer the fucking loss of them in their deaths, man. And are we going to let these son of a bitches get away with this shit? This was intentional. We said it was intentional from the beginning, and we've been proven fucking right. We're proven right again day after fucking day after fucking day after day, week, week, weeks, months, 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 until the point where the goddamn seasons are going by like months. But I mean, this is getting worse every fucking day, and that's the last thing I think I said to her, is it's just going to get worse every day. And she said, yeah, it surely is. And I mean, wow, it's just a terrible goddamn thing. Anyway, where was I here? Truth be told, we're probably at the point right now. Wait a minute, I missed something here. I think we know what the point is. Aragon is reporting a 258% increase in payouts on life insurance policies. Although Aragon, is that what it's spelled, doesn't insure the entire country, obviously the data point should be raising alarms among those people paying attention. If we start to consistently see more like 200% increase in all cause mortality, would mean an extra 15,000 people per day are dying each day in America. That's a vaccine holocaust playing out in real time, and that's what we're watching. We're watching a fucking international holocaust. These motherfuckers are killing, I mean, and we know who they are. And there's just a goddamn handful of them. This is what I was talking about when we were talking about, you know, this trucker thing. You know, bagging, kegging everybody up. They need conditions where they are just a handful, because they can't trust each other. You get you out past a handful, I mean, they're also goddamn greedy, and they're also goddamn devious and rotten and just low-life evil bastards. But this is another instance where a handful can fucking kill millions, and that's what these fuckers have done. Let's go over to the Silicon Valley. I mean, goddamn Bezos, fucking Zuckerberg, Bill Gates. I mean, all these son of a bitches that these 700 who fucking are behind this shit and these goddamn pharmaceutical companies, the CEOs, they all need to be fucking tried and hung. I mean, are we going to just watch this happen just like this? You know, we're talking about these goddamn worms coming out of people's bodies after they're fucking dead. And then, I mean, and we're sitting here. Go ahead.
Just think all the future generations. It never goes away.
No. No, it don't, because it's altering the DNA. And if you don't go sterile, which, you know, it's sterilizing the little girls, and you do have children, the DNA is going to be altered in those children. They will not be the children they would have been without this fucking shit. These son of a bitches have created perpetrated one of the worst crimes in the history of this fucking nation, in the history of the goddamn world, because they've done this to the whole world. If they aren't brought to fucking task and brought in front of a fucking common law jury, are we the people just don't go out and fucking kill these bastards? If they're going to get away with fucking a genocide that's just fucking actually, you know, it's like science fiction. But they've done it. They have fucking done it, man. And they're killing it. Handful of them are killing wholesale. Now, there's not a shot being fired at them. They're fucking killing people. Our people, our fucking families, our family members. They're killing them, and we're not shooting back. We're not doing anything to these cock-sucking low-life son of a bitches. You gonna let them get away with killing your families? Really? They fucking did it! They planned it! It's premeditated murder across the board! Wake the fuck up! Where were we? Oh, truth be told, we're probably at that point right now. The data sets just haven't caught up yet with the reality of what's happening in February 2022. Cancer death rates have almost certainly doubled in 2021 and are headed for even higher numbers in 2022. But the cancer industry... And it's all it is all goddamn industries. There was never, how many trillions do you think over the years the people have put into fucking to cure cancer? You think the cure ain't there? The cures are fucking there. And how does somebody like fucking Bill Clinton, that cokehead and motherfucker, live to be so fucking old? How do these these old bastards fucking alive? And they don't get cancer. If they do get cancer, like Jimmy Carter, brain cancer, and it was cured. That old son of a bitch is still alive and we're still paying him. It's the industry. They have to make an industry out of everything. We can't just have a fucking society where fucking, you know, doctors are doctors. I mean, the doctors used to take the Hippocratic oath. Do no harm. But they're doing harm. They know they're doing harm because they've become a part of the fucking insurance industry. They're not fucking private contractors, you know, working for individuals in the health field to help people, to alleviate pain, to alleviate fucking death. It's all about mammon, man. Mammon is fucking kicking ass. Cancer industry, dominated by pharma interests, of course, will, of course, bury the numbers as long as possible to avoid anyone asking questions of why so many people are dying from cancer all of a sudden, like. And then we're seeing it here, right where I'm at. I gotta believe everybody out there, you're seeing it where you're at. Fucking people, I'm talking people younger than me. I mean, 10 years younger than me, dying, I mean, of cancer, all over the goddamn place. And then you watch the chemtrails as they're spraying the shit on you that's fucking killing you. And you watch the stupid ass people going that if I don't know, I ain't seen nobody. Usually when you're in the stores and stuff, you see somebody, you know, a little line, they're getting their fucking vaccine. I ain't seen that in a long time. I think that most people have this figured out, and most people are scared shitless that took the shit. And so they, I mean, when you're, I mean, usually when they're wrong, they just, fuck you. This ain't going to be one of those old fuck you things. There ain't going to be no fucking, I'm not going to admit that I'm wrong. Well, yeah, you are. You're going to drop fucking dead right in front of me, and that's going to prove it. You stupid, stupid son of a bitches. Documentation. You ignore documentation. You trust fucking these goddamn international corporate mafia criminals who put it in stone on the Georgia Guidestones that they want to eliminate fucking the population of this earth, which is about 7 billion people, down to under 500 million in perpetual, what the hell they call it, in perpetual balance with nature. This isn't a natural thing, people. Nature has taken care of itself. You know, the snow geese said you couldn't shoot them for like 2 or 3 years. The population was getting too low. Anytime the goddamn government comes in to manage something, they fucking kill it. At any rate, so the snow geese, you couldn't shoot them for a few years, and man, they got thick. Thick, man, when it finally became around to when you could shoot, you know, take snow geese again. But they had so goddamn many of them, and they had so many places because they had taken all the wild places away where they could congregate and stuff. A disease. It just got a disease, and it fucking wiped the population down to, and it balanced, nature balanced herself right there. And it'll do the same to fucking people. I mean, this is not nature doing this. This is goddamn, these are men and women who understand exactly what they're doing, who want to be, they want rid of the rest of us, not because it's, this planet isn't big enough to take care of all of us, because it is so ginormous. That's one of their things they've done. That's one of their propaganda fucking programs, is to convince everybody that this goddamn earth is just a little tiny little speck. It's all little. Something that happened over in fucking France is, I'm supposed to feel like it happened in Klamath Falls, 60 miles away. This fucking earth is ginormous. So big that it was clear up to, the Vikings, I think they were the first to actually go to North America, but so this earth is so big that they thought there was no end, like it never ended, like the ocean. If you did it, you fell off the edge of it if it ever ended. It's so big, and you think about back when people walked, god damn was it big. I mean, what would it take to walk around the fucking world? And then they had some transportation. Still, the world was huge. Huge, huge. They understood how ginormous it fucking is. And now when you have a goddamn jet that can cross the fucking Atlantic and go from fucking New York to England in fucking 14 hours and land a Concorde jet, the world seems a little smaller, does it? And that's what they've been trying to convince us with. That's why when something happens over in fucking France, they want to tell me about it. What the fuck's it got to do with me? It's,
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to school someone about that overpopulation myth. And I asked him one simple question. I said, have you ever driven anywhere for a long time? Have you ever driven on the interstate or to another state? I said, do you see towns and cities? I'm talking about everywhere. Do you see vast lands that you got to go miles and miles before you get to the next town? And they sit there and they thought about it. I said, if you think about it, if you ever driven anywhere, there's not overpopulation. There's vast land out there. They're just telling you, and they're taking pictures, and they're telling you of big cities where you got, like New York, you got millions of people, and they're saying there's overpopulation. Yeah, it looks overpopulated because there's a lot of people there. But you go into drive somewhere, you go to Vermont, or you drive somewhere, and you look down the highway, there's not people living on the side of the road. People can't even look at, little things like that to even see, and just fabricate, can't even see the fabrication of their lives.
You're absolutely correct, man, but there is an overpopulation. You can feel it, like with this California invasion we're experiencing here in Oregon. When a big, see those dirty son of a bitches, man, they had their wild areas and everything, but they weren't precious to them at all. It was, they looked at it, they seen, I'm a contractor, I could build a house there and I could sell it to somebody, I could make $1 million. Instead of looking at the land and saying, I got plenty. I don't want to destroy the fucking wild lands. But yeah, here where I'm at, fuck, I could say it's over fucking populated because, there's, it is a huge, ginormous fucking place. But there are only so many fucking rivers. There's only so many lakes. And that's where everybody wants to put down their fucking... They want to come to the places that were wild, that were never to be touched. We host for as long as the grass grows and the wind blows and there are stars up in the sky. This will never be touched. It belongs to all of you. Take care of it. And then the next thing you know, fucking somebody's out there filming it, trying to pimp it off. It's like a fucking pimp you are out there, you son of a bitches. You pimp it off. Here, we found paradise, and we're willing to sell it to you. Wait a minute. Paradise belongs to me. And fucking under the Forest Service Act, which it doesn't need, the Forest Service isn't lawful. They can't have no jurisdiction over the fucking land, over the people. God damn it, I can read. But at any rate, man, you know, fucking, it's, we're going to put all the land in the name of the Forest Service, and they're going to be here as the stewards of your fucking land to make sure that it's there for your grandchildren. And then, well, we can't sell it, but hey, you know what? We'll bring in this foreign corporation out of Costa Rica known as the BLM, and they're a land management company too. Only they're private. They're not, they weren't created through fucking any act in the United States, like the illegal act that created the Forest Service. And so they fucking just come in, and you could just get a mob with fucking money, the same fuckers that destroyed California. You made it a fucking sewer that you did, that you couldn't even fucking live in, and you fled it, and you came out here to fucking paradise, where nobody wanted to be because life was a little tough and just a little bit dangerous here, wasn't it? So you send in your fucking people, your goddamn fucking infiltrators, and they come in here and go down to the Masonic Lodge. You pick the goddamn... Somehow you end up in owning the fucking lake shores. How in the fuck is that possible when they belong to the people? Nobody fucking took me through a procedural due process to take my rights to be anywhere on the fucking lake or the lake shores or any of the fucking public lands. I never fucking said it was okay to fucking get... remove it from the public domain to the private domain, not one fucking time. And I haven't been taken through no due process of law, but I've lost it all. It's been, that means it's theft. That makes it goddamn theft, you motherfuckers. And theft is fraud, and there's no statute of limitations. All your fucking houses are going to burn to the goddamn ground, and we're going to have our wild places back. You fucking Californians, get your fucking ass back down there in the sewer you fucking built. That's how you got the inflated dollars to come up here into where I fucking live and buy up all the fucking properties, all the rental properties, and try to make it so the person that has lived here for fucking generations can't live where they've lived for fucking generations. You can't afford to because we're competing with your inflated dollars that you made making a sewer out of your fucking paradise. You low-life bastards. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hot now I hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific Time. That was Van Morrison with Into the Mystic. And sometimes you just got to listen to something mellow. I mean, everything is just goddamn shit. Fucking some good music can kind of calm the soul. Anyways, where in the hell were we in this mess? U.S. forces launch raid in Syria. Civilians also reported dead. What in the fuck are we still doing in Syria? Why were we ever in fucking Syria? Because our Jewish masters have fucking put us there. We're invaders. We weren't invited to Syria. When you go to somebody's country and set up goddamn shop, you're an invader. No declared war. Completely in violation of everything this fucking country's supposed to be about. And you're killing fucking people. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's because they have their own private banking system.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, yeah, that's what got Gaddafi.
And of course, their resources.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to make a statement on the article you were reading about the insurance, you know, the payouts.
Uh-huh.
You would think that since they're seeing this, I mean, they're in the business to make money.
Uh-huh.
You just figure somebody in their 30s, starting their family, whatever. You know, they want to have a life insurance policy just in case. You know, and I'm sure they figure, well, okay, he's in his 30s, life expectancy, maybe 80. So they're going to be making those premiums for all those years and years. And if this shot is killing people, which of course it is, you would think that they would be the first ones pretty soon to jump up and say, whoa, wait a minute. Because that could put them out of business. You figure if I just say I'm 30 and I just got me a life insurance policy, I took that damn jab, and now, hell, I'm, say, 35, I only paid into that policy for 5 years. Say I had a $1 million policy on me. They're losing the money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but not actually. Because you got to look at the big picture here. They're all a part of a single cabal. And when you get rid of all of these, I mean, what this is aimed mostly at is the baby boomers. They paid so much into Social Security, and they owe so much to pay out to them. The people that I'm seeing dying are in their 50s and 60s, but they are. You're right. They're killing people in their 30s, but you got to look at it from this angle, too. Now, when you take that American, say it's a person that's going to have a $1 million life insurance, he's got a good job, he's got a house he's buying or has bought. And he owns his property, and fucking, you know, he has a wealth. Now, if you could replace that person with a fucking slave that was worked for $5 an hour and no fucking benefits, that adds up pretty goddamn quick too. And they're not just, the people who are, vested in the insurance industry aren't just vested in the insurance industry. I mean, it's money to make money, and really it's not, they're not losing nothing because there is no goddamn money. It's all about debt. Being transferred. I mean, this whole fucking system. We were guaranteed a debt-free currency to exploit our own fucking resources with. What happened to that? Why would they do that? Because they want they want what Albert Pike said they were going to do, is to take this country back and subjugate the people. They want slaves. And then once you got a slave, they're not going to have, be in the insurance business. You can shift your money over to another fucking industry that depends on slave labor. Cause who, I mean, somebody making a guy $5 an hour ain't going to be able to have an insurance policy. The thought of these in the third world, you know, fucking how many, only the filthy rich have goddamn insurance policies, and they're already filthy rich anyway. But I mean, it's a double-edged sword there. Yeah, they'll lose money on this end, but when they replace that person that's making, you know, $200,000 or $300,000 a year with somebody who they're going to pay $12,000 a year, well, that money's going to be made up pretty goddamn quick, and it's gone beyond money. Right now it's at raw fucking power, raw power. They want us all fucking enslaved, and we ain't going to need no goddamn insurance policies. And the same people. You got to. The cabal is made up of the same fucking people, whether they're in the insurance industry, whatever they're putting out there. They'll use any part of it to get to their fucking goal. If they get the population down to under 500 million, man, I mean, they're setting. I mean, the riches of this fucking planet are all theirs, and the people are just a goddamn commodity for them to use. So I think this is why they don't care. I mean, I think they try to hide the numbers. They'll pay out because, you know, they want the insurance thing. If they see people just won't even buy insurance no more, they refuse to start selling it to people. You talk about an alarm bell. If they refuse, I think there have been some insurance companies that have refused to sell insurance to people who have been vaccinated. That's what they can't afford. They can't afford to lose the lie that they're trying to use to fucking gain subjugation over the world population and kill off fucking everybody but 500 million of us, if that makes any sense. Must have made sense. Anyway, we were talking about Syria here, and they want their timber, they want their water. The fucking Jews wanted the Jews. How many Saudis have the fucking... Jews flown into fucking, across the border into Syria. That's an act of fucking war, people. Unless we're in a one world system and they're just, it's some kind of policing force, some kind of unlawful policing force. Is this what you believe the people of this planet want? How about just leave me alone? I'll leave you. And this is what it was when we were a sovereign country before we got tied up in this, before they started first with a League of Nations. That's what they wanted after World War I, the League of Nations. No, we're a sovereign nation, we're fucking powerful, we don't fucking need you. And if you fuck with us, we'll destroy you. Stay out of our country, you're not getting our fucking wealth, our people are getting it, it belongs to us. And then you went to NATO, even bigger, and then the United Nations. Now you've reached the point to where you have a foreign an entity that it is actually just a, it's just a piece of fucking paper. But these internationals think they're going to start fucking making laws for we the people. You think that fucking phony-ass constitution was ever real? Because it wasn't. It never was. That is what has destroyed this goddamn country. Is the idea that these fucking, well, when they formed up the fucking government during a popular uprising, there were no fucking elections. And just all the fucking rich people got together and said, well, we're going to be the leaders and we're going to hire a private army and we're going to take this and make it a separate country. The people that rose up at Lexington and Concord were just rising up to have their fucking goddamn individual rights. They didn't want nobody fucking ruling over them. They wanted autonomy. They wanted to be live and be left alone. And what they worked for, they wanted to fucking possess and pass on to their progeny. That was the whole fucking idea. That's why the Bill of Rights had to be fucking buried deep as they could. I mean, they worked for fucking how many years? 200 fucking years trying to bury that son of a bitch. Destroy it right now. You know, talking like the Constitution's malleable, but they're not talking about the fucking Constitution. They're talking about the Bill of Rights. That's what they want to go after. That's what they can't go after because it is a separate body of law. It was the law before it was ever attached to that inferior Constitution that was created by just a handful of fucking aristocrats. So, you know, this fucking very idea of, you know, these world organizations, I mean, it's just like when they created the federal government. The individual becomes less significant and the fucking collective becomes more fucking powerful. And as a collective, it's more powerful, but as individuals, the individual has no freedom, no kind of fucking autonomy, nothing. They do what the fucking goddamn masters and the goddamn communist committees tell them to do, or they get fucking killed. So, I mean, this thing with Syria, like I said, we've never, what beef do we have with Syria? What did we ever have a beef with Syria? None. They had to create that fucking phony, these white ones calling themselves the white hats. They had to they put goddamn sarin gas on the ground. In a supposed fucking civil war that wasn't a civil war. It was a fucking invasion perpetrated by the United States and Israel and being fought by fucking foreign mercenaries. And so they had to perpetrate this thing with fucking CS gas, which under, even mention international law is laughable, but under the international fucking law, you can't use it in war, but you can use it on your own people, believe it or not, under their fucking rules. But they had to put, I mean, they had, the thing is, when Obama wanted to fire the love missiles, under what fucking authority? What agreement did they break with us? What have they done? Have they attacked us? No. Nobody's attacked us. There is no agreement between us and Syria about shit. We have no fucking, no business sticking our nose in their business. So they had to go and make this big fucking propaganda campaign across the fucking planet and all these, you know, the Russians got something to say about it and everybody's got, all these people have a goddamn thing to say about the sovereign fucking national, fucking state of fucking Syria. It's their goddamn hunk of ground. They can do what they fucking want. But the world powers are consolidating the goddamn globe and, you know, what the hell was his name? The one that died that was with InfoWars there for a while. But he told it, you know, into three fucking sections. And the Chinese are supposed to be the ones that come here and fucking bring us to fucking heal. And this whole thing here is about consolidation of power until it's all consolidated under a one world fucking government based in fucking Zion. That is the goddamn Middle East, the whole old Ottoman Empire. And ruled by fucking Jews, which are just a goddamn handful on the fucking planet. Everything they do is being done by a handful. It ain't like there's a goddamn mass uprising of people, you know, that have the fucking force to do it. They have to go threaten their fucking people with killing them if they don't go, you know, charge that machine gun nest. That's what I've talked about this before. That fucking amazes me. A person will fucking, you know, the government sends you a thing in the mail, tells you to report to this fucking place right here. You train as a fucking soldier. You go over there and they say, charge that machine gun nest. And goddamn the bravery. You charge right into the goddamn bullets one after another until you just overwhelm them and fucking kill the goddamn gunners that are fucking firing the machine gun. But here in your own fucking land, you sit and you polish your fucking gun. You're watching the true tyranny. They told you you were going over there to fucking, protect freedom and liberty of your people. When it was horseshit, you were going over there to take the goddamn resources away from a fucking sovereign people and give them to the goddamn Jews. Them son of a bitches. For their numbers, look what they have done. They must be extinct from this earth, I swear. I mean, fucking, like I said, I wasn't raised talking about Jews. I mean, I was raised in a fucking church. And where Jesus was a fucking Jew. I mean, there was no white supremacists or any kind of shit that we were going to meetings or whatever kind of thing to fucking hold the Jews. We got to get rid of Jews. Well, why?
That's an insult.
Yeah, you goddamn right it is.
To call Jesus a Jew, I mean, that's the worst thing anybody could call anybody.
Exactly, man. People don't realize that the word Jew, I mean, it come up like in the 17, 1800s. They were fucking Hebrews. If Jesus was actually the first Christian, I guess. I don't know, he was baptized by John the Baptist. But I mean, it was a fucking, Christianity. I mean, you can't be a Christian and a Jew. In fact, it was the fucking Jews that fucking, if the book, well, if you've read the book, it is the fucking Jews that fucking stuck, Jesus on the fucking cross. It was the fucking priests of Sanhedrin. When he went and tipped over the money tables, the fucking mammon. When he attacked him for the fucking mammon, saying the only way that a common man could talk to God, you had to go in there and you had to pay one of them because they were special. They were the Jews. Those were the Jews of their day. Only they were called Hebrews. And the whole idea of the fucking New Testament, the New Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, was to, you know, the idea of forgiveness. I mean, people are walking away from the fucking Christian religion. Why? Because if you were just born a bastard, just being born, nothing you could do fucking about it. You're born a bastard, oh, you're going to hell. It's every goddamn thing you did, I mean, that didn't fucking follow the doctrine of the church to the fucking T, you were going to hell. Pretty soon there was enough people that said, fuck, I'm going to hell anyway. I'm going to have me some fucking fun while I'm here. So they had to come up with something, some way, for a fucking forgiveness, a ticket out. So otherwise, what the hell? I was just being born. I was born a bastard. I'm going to be a bastard my whole fucking life, and I'm going to hell. I might as well have some fucking fun while I'm here. And I mean, it's just been this whole fucking thing from the fucking get-go. And like I said, the word Jew, they weren't Jews. The word Jew, huh?
It's like Kushner's wife, Ivanka, when she converted to be a Jew, so she had to renounce Christ.
Yeah. I mean, people don't know that, like, just before World War One, this place was settled. The United States was mostly fucking German people. I mean, when it was settled by the fucking Europeans, most of the people here were German. And fucking, I'm telling you, just before World War One, they want the people actually, they were told that they weren't going to get in none of these wars, even just like Roosevelt, we won't send our boys to the foreign shores. But they were told that they were going to be a part of this. But if you asked the average person on the street, they would have went fucking fought for Germany. They hated Jews. The Jews killed Jesus. Jesus is their God. And when I was a kid and being raised, I mean, that was something that was under fucking stood. And I mean, but like I said, then you go into the goddamn 501c3 churches and they're telling you Jesus was a Jew. No, he wasn't. He was a fucking Hebrew. What a Jew is, I don't even fucking know. And like Zionism, I've seen fucking goddamn Biden come up. He goes, I'm a Zionist. Well, you understand, don't you, you stupid, dead-headed son of a bitch, that Zionism isn't a religion. It's a political system. It is goddamn tyranny that you're talking about here. And to talk about it and to replace a free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual is fucking treason that you're supposed to be put up against the wall and shot for doing. But just like this fucking genocide being perpetrated upon the world now, are these people will be punished if we fucking punish them. You think they're going to punish each other when they're all in on it? That's why you, anybody talking about nonviolence, you ain't going to have no, fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about. You're a fucking shill. You're a fucking agent. The only fucking way we get out of this is fucking pure fucking violence, and you know it.
I learned today that Alexander Solzhenitsyn, he was put in prison because he complained in a private conversation about how bad the Germans were being treated in the war.
Yeah, of course.
Just for saying, you know, hey, this don't look right, you know, just a casual comment. He was sent to 20 years prison.
And
he was an atheist then, but in prison he became a Christian.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's like when I hear people talk about Gandhi. You know, this nonviolence Gandhi. You know why Gandhi wanted fucking guns? Don't think he didn't. He had to do it the way he did it because he didn't have no fucking guns, but he wanted them. And you'd be a fool not to. But then how did he die? A bullet through his fucking head. I mean, you people, I mean, they learned this little fucking thing in school, maybe a 10-minute little session about this Gandhi and how, you know, he freed India, you know, peacefully without violence and not this nonviolent. He wanted fucking guns. He wanted to fucking get rid of the oppression, and he knew the only way he could do it was with guns, or like they did, you know, like fucking with boycotting. They wouldn't go get the salt. They fucking just sat down and wouldn't do nothing. But they just like these guys up in fucking Canada. They're talking about bringing the goddamn military in to fucking to clear them out. What are you going to do? You ain't got no goddamn guns. They got guns. You don't got guns. Guns rule. Go ahead.
That death, you know, the stuff that they put in them new diesels, that's pure urea. I mean,
no shit, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's pure nitrogen. It's got to be. I don't know what they did to disarm it. Shit.
Wow. No, people. I mean, we were dumbed down. I mean, that's one phrase that fits the situation in every situation. Dumbed down. When you were taught about things that fucking should have took a fucking month of instruction for you to understand it correctly, you were given 5 minutes and a fucking 2 pages in a fucking social studies book instead of fucking knowing the true fucking history of not only of this country but of the world. If you know the true fucking history, that's why they say, you know, those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it, because you don't fucking know what it is when it comes at you. But by God, we had enough fucking examples, man. I mean, shit. Like I said, when I went to seventh grade, that would be middle school. That's when they quit teaching fucking history and started teaching social studies. That's when you had a paragraph or two, like about fucking the whole fucking Indian uprising, you know, with Gandhi, or you know, even the goddamn so-called Hollow hoax. I mean, now there, I'll tell you what. Now they spent some fucking time on that. Because it's indoctrination, it's not education, and fucking everything they said was a goddamn lie. And you go and you search out the information from the places where the information is kept, the true fucking records, and fuck, it's just the opposite of what they're fucking teaching. And so when these kids grow up and they fucking think that, oh, nonviolence, when they hear it, what comes to mind? Only thing that they ever heard about nonviolence is Gandhi. And he won the war with no violence at all. He didn't prove of violence. Bullshit. He was wishing to hell he had goddamn guns. If he'd had guns, he'd have fucking used them too. He wouldn't have been contemplating his belly button. He'd have been fucking loading his clip. It's a dumbing down, but the dumbing down's over and the people are fucking, I mean, this is an age of enlightenment. Why? Because of the internet. And that's why they've tried to clamp down so fucking hard on it. That's why it was turned over to the goddamn communist fucking Chinese. I mean, think about that. They'll tell you that the Chinese, I mean, the motherfucker, that Z, that little centimeter dick motherfucker, is telling you to your goddamn face, standing up there on the fucking stage, that they're going to come here and take your goddamn country over and fucking subjugate you. But you're just supposed to ignore that. No, don't listen. Well, we sent them fucking aid. We had a story the other day about the aid we're still sending. I guarantee you we're still sending them aid as a developing country, too. If somebody wanted to look into it, wonder how many billions that is. It's like all the money being pumped over to Israel. Why? Why is Israel so important? And Katie, don't do it to me. I know, because they're the only democracy in the Middle East. Fucking democracy is shit. That is what has destroyed this country. Even the goddamn Masonic fucking dirty church cabal warned about democracy. Democracies finally destroy themselves. And that's what they're supposed to fucking do. This was never to be a democracy. They sold us on a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, fucking debt-free money, and fucking freedom and liberty. And look what we got. Because we allowed it. We should have never allowed that goddamn constitution. We should have never allowed no federal fucking government. And the state government we fucking should have kept so fucking tight. I mean, what do you really need a state government for? Somebody tell me. To build a road? Fucking we can't get together and talk to each other and fucking with the wealth that we have in this country as we are exploiting our own fucking resources with fucking debt-free currency? If we want a road, we can't build it. And if it's just me and George and Ted and John build a fucking 20 miles of road so we can get to town and back, and nobody else wants to pitch in, fine. If you want to use our road, you will fucking pay us. It belongs to us. Everything was supposed to belong to the American fucking people. It was never to belong to any eight government. That wasn't what the government was for, to accumulate all our fucking wealth and all our possession and fucking enslave us. And so that, and create the 14th Amendment, making us subject to their fucking rule. Fuck you. Everything you've done is in violation of the law. We know the law. And everybody's learning the law more and more every day because they're seeing it. They're seeing that they can only exercise this administrative admiralty within their own fucking ranks with people. If you have a contract with the government, we can do this. No, you can't. Because the Bill of Rights was still attacked. Your fucking corporation is unlawful. It is a fraud. And everything that has come from it is a fucking fraud. Every fucking thing that is built upon it is a fucking fraud. It has to be. That's logic. That's fucking physics. Which is the only measurement we have on this goddamn earth to fucking figure what fucking reality is. At any rate, man, fucking, again, you're killing kids over in Syria and everything. What, they care so much about you. They want to give fucking goddamn 3-year-olds fucking death shots. That's how much they fucking care about you. And they blow up children all around the goddamn world. Phosphorus bombs, probably. They like to watch fucking phosphorus burn through the bodies of children. It gets them fucking off. That's how sick these fuckers are. Anyway, that's enough ranting for today, and we will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I mean, goddamn, this is disgusting. And it's something that never had to happen. We did not have to let this fucking happen. I mean, you talk about dereliction of duty. The generations before us, the people who are up, standing up right now, you can say, you can be proud of, but the generations before us, there were a handful that stood up all along the fucking way. But they never could get the momentum or have the enlightening tool that the goddamn internet was to wake the fucking masses to what was going on. We have it now, so there is no goddamn excuse for what is going on except that we're just fucking allowing it because we're fucking cowards. That's all that's left. You're either going to stand for your goddamn rights, and you're going to enforce your law, your superior absolute law of December 15, 1791, or you're going to fucking just bow down to these motherfuckers. I won't bow. I'll fucking throw that rifle in my fucking shoulder and blast them right in the fucking mouth, but I will not bow. You will not own me. You will not subjugate me. I'm a free man. I've lived as a free man, I'll live as a free man, I'll die as a free man if that's what it takes. Proudly. And we've seen our numbers, and you know our numbers. Just like that thing, that was a mistake writing that fucking article the other day about the billion guns. Another billion? That's 2 billion. We go, woo-hoo. Come and get them, motherfuckers. We're waiting on you. See, send your goddamn, your army of one. That's where the army of one came from. Send your army of one to go against 1,000 of us. Bring it on, motherfuckers. You goofy pricks. That is the word from the trenches.